restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Numbers. The children of Israel lamented, "Would that we had meat for food. We remember the fish we used to eat without cost in Egypt, and the cucumbers, and the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic. But now we're famished. We see nothing before us but this manna." Manna was like a coriander seed and had the color of resin. When they had gone out about and gathered it up, the people would grind it between millstones or pound it in a mortar and then cook it in a pot and made it into loaves, which tasted like cakes made with oil. At night when the dew fell upon the camp, the manna also fell. When Moses heard the people, family after family, crying at the entrance of their tents, so that the Lord became very angry and he was grieved. "Why do you treat your servants so badly?" Moses asked the Lord. "Why are you so displeased with me that you burden me with all this people? Was it I who conceived all these people? Or was it I who gave them birth that you tell me to carry them at my bosom like a foster father carrying an infant to the land you have promised under the oath to their fathers? Where can I get meat to give all this people? For they are crying to me, 'Give us meat for our food.' I cannot carry all this people by myself, for they're too heavy for me. If this is the way you want to deal with me, then please do me the favor of killing me at once, so that I need no longer face this distress." The word of the Lord. Sing with joy to God our help. Sing with joy to God our help. My people heard not my voice, and Israel obeyed me not. So I gave them up to their hardness of their hearts. They walked according to their own counsels. Sing with joy to God our help. If only my people would hear me and Israel walk in my ways, quickly would I humble their enemies. Against their foes I would turn my hand. Sing with joy to God our help. Those who hated the Lord would seek to flatter me, but their fate would endure forever. While Israel I would feed with the best of wheat, and with honey from the rock I would fill them. Sing with joy to God our help. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint. Pray. Pretend that I'm not doing this right now. It says number 408, so I got to go to number 408. Which, of course, is the next one. There we go. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came forward to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down, and those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, truly you are the Son of God. After making the crossing, they came to the land of Gerasit. When the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The gospel of the Lord. And so today, as we sit there and we listen to the reading, which again, when I read this morning to prepare for everything, it's why when they mess me up here. But you have to let God speak this to you. Again, people want to read the Gospels and let this be a story that happened 2,000 years ago. And if you do that, you forget that Jesus Christ is alive. You forget that his word is living and breathing because it's Jesus himself. So everything that happens in the gospel, when you and I, by the power of the Holy Spirit, enter into it, it becomes real for us also. That's why, you know, in the Old Testament, we sit there and we listen to the grumbling. We have heard so much grumbling from these people. Even Moses is grumbling. And God is getting irritated. I'm sorry, it says he got irritated. See? Just like God sometimes. But he got irritated. And as he got irritated because they were grumbling. Like, you don't trust me? First, they all don't have enough food. I'm dying. Then he gives us manna. Oh, that's not enough either. I want some meat. And then this isn't enough. And then this isn't enough. It's never enough because it's all about me. But here, when we get to the gospel, here's the middle of the storm, and Jesus comes in the midst of it, and he's there, and he says to them, and he says to you, and he says to me, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. So what does that mean? That you and I today can listen to Jesus, and he says to you, he says to me, take courage. I am here. You don't have to be afraid of anything. Now, you can leave that 2,000 years and go and say, that was nice. Or you can hear the God of the universe say that to you now and say, that is powerful. We are not alone this day or any day. God is with us, but we have to stay focused on him as Peter did. Jesus, save me. Look at him, not yourself, not the storm, and you're going to have peace. It's up to you. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and pray. We pray, as always, for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We pray for all bishops, all priests, all religious women and men, that they would always do God's holy will, we pray to the Lord. Let's pray for all world leaders. They would work for peace and for justice. We pray to the Lord. Let's pray for the end of the curse of abortion. We pray to the Lord. Let's pray for more vocations to the priesthood and religious life, especially from our parish. We pray to the Lord.